meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So I am deeply pleased that we have today two young members of our congregation to baptize and to gather around them and to do what is so characteristic of baptism, which is not to think that we need to do a religious ritual in order that Lake and Hunter are somehow acceptable to God, but that as Jesus spoke so often, it is we who need baptism. It is we who need to gather around the font and gather around these two young children and say with everything in us, I pledge, as Jesus instructs us to do, I pledge to remember who I am. I pledge to remember in all circumstances that to remember that I am a child of God, that the Spirit of God is within me by virtue of my having been created by God. And it is my spiritual task, the technical vocation or calling, that which calls to me. It's my vocation to listen to that in my heart. And it is our vocation as a community to help Blake and Hunter remember who they are amidst a world that is so inclined to encourage us to forget who we are. That is our spiritual dilemma always. We forget who we are, but in being baptized into the tradition, and not just the tradition, as that wonderful phrase from Corinthians, baptized into the mind of Christ, into the heart of Christ, into that which makes Jesus the Christ, baptized into his anointing, which is all our anointing. And I am so pleased that we have the individual lives of two young people to consider today, because I will confess to you, today is kind of a temptation for me. You heard, of course, in Isaiah 58, the confession that we have been using for months now. I've adapted it slightly, but those words from Isaiah are really a kind of a template against which we have been asked to examine not only our own individual lives, but the lives of our social world, our social structure. So the temptation is a little bit this. Shout out. Do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. Day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness. I mean, it is down the middle. And I'm not going to swing at them. I'm going to take the pitch for any number of reasons. One of which is, it is my deep concern that the turbulence of our social world right now not yield division in our parish communities. We are Christian people, and above all, and as we are baptizing these two young boys into that mind of Christ, we're trying to figure out how to be Christians, how actually to be followers of Jesus in difficult times. And remember, times were difficult when Jesus was alive. They lived under tyrannical Roman rule, who really born in his little town. I won't be too long. This is my prerogative. You know, Jesus lived in times when mass of people wanted him to be violent and to form a political... Okay. Wait a minute. Now, what if he goes to me? Yeah. See, this is what happens when you talk in church. This is what happens. So, a lot of people wanted Jesus to be violent and to rise up against Rome. And he wouldn't do it. He kept consistently showing a different way. And so one of the questions that has been sort of interesting to me is whether shout out like a trumpet and let your light shine are the same thing. And I suspect that they're not. And I suspect that whatever the intensity of feelings that might be generated by current events, shout out like a trumpet has quite a bit more in common with John the Baptist than it had with Jesus. Jesus did not spend a lot of time telling people what they were doing wrong, but rather tried to show them a way that is right. Didn't spend a lot of time criticizing people, but rather said, there is a way that you might begin to live that will ease your anxieties and put your heart at ease. And it will allow you to put God's presence and God's truth into practice. And so I'd like to just look at a couple of those ways. One of the maxims that we have been using to guide our communities is speak the truth in love. There is never a time when that mandate goes away. And to that mandate, I would add a prior one. Seek the truth in love. Seek the truth in love. Seek to understand things. There's this phrase, the mind of Christ. You know, that's a specific Greek word that they use for mind there. In other places, Jesus says, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. But mind is a different word there. And what it means is think. Discursive reasoning. Think it through. It's one of our faculties. It's important. We lose our bearings when we cease to think about things. So seek the truth in love and speak the truth in love. Okay, I've got agreement on that point. Okay, now we'll move on. Take the log out of your own eye. As Jesus says, whenever you try to correct someone, begin by taking the log out of your own eye so that you can see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's. And I think that is a sound and true teaching wherever we stand on the political spectrum. I mean, I was kind of laughing to myself as driving up here, and I was wondering, how much of the kind of intensity of feelings that I am recognizing in my own heart, you know, how much of that's related to my dad? You know, that I haven't kind of paid enough attention to kind of figure it out. And so I'm mad at a man in this country, but I'm not sure I'm quite aware completely where I'm coming from. Let's take the log out of our own eyes always, to see where we're coming from and ask ourselves if we're really coming from that place of love that Jesus said is non-negotiable. You never get time off. And then, of course, it gets, you know, accentuated even further. Love your enemies. Again, Jesus didn't tell you, well, love your enemies until it's going to get tough or they're really bad. If they're really bad, then you don't have to love them. But love the nice enemies. It's not what he said. He said, love your enemies and genuinely work it through as one of your greatest spiritual challenges to figure out what it means to love your enemies. Because we don't, you know, if you hear those words, what you're going to do is you're going to take your existing understandings of love and apply them to your enemies, and that's not going to work. Loving your enemies requires of all of us that we come to a new understanding of what love really is. So
for spiritual growth. Speak there. Slightly distracted.
but
just that. He's crawling out of the pews. Just finally, is it the same to shout out like a trumpet and let your light shine? You know, I think if people, I know the kids are saying, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." And it's a pretty great song. It doesn't mean, "Look at me, look at me, look at me, look how great I am." It means, above all, being honest about what you love. It means not being intimidated or cowed to give voice to what you actually care about, the values that you want to see realized, what your heart yearns for, what you long for, what you love. Let that light shine. Speak the truth of that love in your families, in your own hearts, in your town. Act from love. The temptation is always to abandon the slow, patient processes of love when things begin to get urgent, and it's exactly the wrong thing to do. When things are conflicted and turbulent, speak the truth in love. Seek the truth in love. Remember that we are all God's children. We don't always realize that. We often forget it. But nothing in all creation can separate us from the love of God made known in Christ Jesus our Lord.